Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Thursday morning, Rickies. We have the Junkies coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our good friends at Crop Metcalf. Go to cropmetcalf.com. If you want to be a heating and cooling expert for our friends at Crop Metcalf, get the details there. Got a four-man junk show this morning. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Joined by John Paul Flame.
See, your beard's coming back.
It is. It grows pretty aggressively. Jason Bishop is here, too.
Hey, what's up?
As is Eric Bickle.
Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
Yep, I'm doing good.
Have a nice day today.
Very good.
Be nice and warm.
Yep.
I think we might be over the hump. I think we're officially going to be over the hump.
I think I heard Saturday, like mid-80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's here.
It's going to be...
Spring is here, baby.
Better get your... SPF ready for the weekend, for Friday heading into the weekend.
I might actually want to see a movie this weekend. I know that Kevin started to talk about Sinners on Friday, but he couldn't give his official movie review. It's the Ryan Coogler film with Michael B. Jordan. They've done a bunch of collabs.
Yep.
I'm seeing it's 99% on Rotten Tomato.
That's pretty spicy. Mm. Sounds pretty good.
A near perfect fresh rating.
Very good. Excellent.
And what's it about, Sinners?
Good question.
I think it's a horror flick. I don't know a lot about it, but I believe it's either like suspense and or horror.
Does
is
Michael
what I'm gonna
B.
go
Jordan
with.
Play an alien?
Plays twin brothers
is who
return to their hometown are faced with a greater evil.
I think it's vampires, not aliens.
Oh,
I think it's vampire, at least vampire adjacent.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% on that.
No, you're probably right.
Don't know for sure.
I knew it was something strange about them.
So, did you stay up and watch play-in games?
I did.
Yeah.
I watched the Dallas Mavericks last night, interested in watching them, and they just pummeled the Sacramento Kings.
And then the Kings fired their GM
the Kings,
right after?
I thought the Kings were going to win. I think Jason asked me about this yesterday. I was like, I don't know about the Mavs. I mean, this is why I don't bet. I looked at the Kings, and they've got Sabonis. They've got two ex-Bulls in LaVine and DeRozan who can score. And I just thought they would take it. And they were at home.
They were at home.
And they got pumallied.
They're just always one of those.
The two roadies both won. Because Miami won at Chicago.
I know that Sacramento had a little bit of a run, obviously, with Chris Webber way back in the day. But they're just one of those teams that always seems to just be
an also ran.
Just be a way station franchise. It's just kind of it's in the NBA, but you look at them like I don't really take you seriously. Even though, look, I root for the Wizards, so like people
right.
can just
it's rich
flip that,
coming from a Wizards
people
fan.
Can flip that right back on me and say,
yeah.
Well, your team hasn't been good for 40 plus years. And I would have to eat that.
Yeah. You would counter the Gilbert years. We had the Gilbert years.
That is true. I would counter with Hibachi.
And then maybe a second with John and Bradley.
There was promise with those two guys, and it just ultimately fizzled.
Yeah. But look, I think the NBA playoffs are going to be awesome. I'm actually a fan of the play-in. I think it helps the regular season. I think it does draw up some interest. Now, the teams at the bottom, they're probably going to get obliterated once they get into the regular portion of the playoffs. Like the Mavericks, if they should win their next game, they're going to end up facing Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is going to be a huge favorite.
Yes.
But when you look at the NBA playoffs, there's some really good matchups in the first round to look forward to. The Nuggets Clippers is going to be awesome. Kawhi Leonard has been playing great. He's healthy. Ivan Zubac is really good now at center. Will he be able to slow down Jokic? They've got a new coach in Denver, so that's a good series. You've got Luka going up against Ant-Man again. Of course, now he's with the Lakers, so that should be an interesting series. And then the Warriors are favored against the Rockets when you look at all the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the Warriors are a 7 seed. The Rockets are a 2 seed. So you wonder what's going to go down in that series. The lines makers, the odds makers, they're all favoring the experience of Golden State.
Yeah.
But the Rockets are an up-and-coming team. They earned the 2 seed all season. So that's just in the West. And I think in the East, there's some good matchups too. The Knicks-Pistons series should be good. The Pacers-Bucks should be good. So I can't wait for the actual NBA playoffs. But the play-ins aren't bad.
So speaking of matchups,
quadruple header on Saturday for game ones, starting at 1 o'clock, Bucks Pacers. Then you've got 3:30, 6, 9:30. Lakers playing at 9:30 against T-Wolves Saturday night. So, I know what you'll be doing.
So all day NBA on Saturday. So we know the Caps matchup. It's official. The Caps will take on in their first round playoff series. They will face off against the Montreal Canadiens.
Mm.
So who do you hate on the Canadiens? You said you're going to find somebody to hate.
I don't know. I need to find who their
pests. Usually there is some little pesky guy.
Who their agitator is.
Who's a grinder.
Is. Yeah.
Who scores annoying goals at critical
moments.
Yeah, who
their fourth line winger is that just gets under the skin of the Caps' more talented players. So I'll find that guy. I'll
make sure they don't have a hot goalie.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I mean, this is a Canadiens team that
Sam Montembeau. Seems to be their top goalie.
I mean, they got outscored by 20 points during the regular season. They have a minus 20 goal differential, while
don't
the Caps have
cakes.
A plus 59.
Don't sleep on
them. I'm just bringing up stats. I'm not sleeping on them. I never sleep on playoff opponents because the NHL playoffs, as we all know, they can be weird. They can be wacky.
Yep.
I mean, wasn't it in 2010 when the Caps were, I believe, the President's Trophy winners? And they faced Montreal, and they got eliminated.
Correct.
They said, bye-bye.
One versus eight.
They said, look, here's our hot goalie. His name is Yaroslav Halak, and he's going to turn away everything that you guys are throwing his way.
They have former Nationals catcher Kurt Suzuki's brother, Nick Suzuki.
Apparently,
one of their best players.
I think the leading scorer, right?
Their leading scorer is Cole Caulfield.
Oh, okay.
Suzuki was their second leading
scorer. After about 24 games, the Canadiens were next to last in hockey in terms of their record. And they ended up having a 40-31-11 record. So they got hot at the right time.
So what's going to be Carbs' approach to this game now, that it literally is meaningless?
Tonight's game?
You mean tonight?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many of the guys
have to approach that.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's a good question.
Limited minutes for Ovi. Probably treat it like a morning skate. Get him a little action.
I don't know. It could mean
what
less
a wild
game.
Card, right? Like, what do you do?
I mean,
doesn't mean anything for Pittsburgh. Was it 3 straight years they've missed the playoffs?
Maybe if they cleared Thompson, it'd be perfect to give him at least a period or something. But
yeah, I don't know if he's going to play or not.
All we've heard so far is that he's been cleared to skate.
But there was some good news coming out of Caps camp. Did you guys see that Nick Dowd agreed to a 2-year, $6 million extension?
I did see that.
So that's great news for him.
Now, I was thinking, was that a pay cut for him or no?
No, that's a bump.
He was only making about a mil.
I think he was only making that?
I think he's making currently like 1.3 or 1.4. He basically doubled his salary.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, for some reason, I thought he was making like 4. Maybe I was thinking of somebody else.
No, he's not making that sort of scratch. But
did you see the announcement in the locker room?
I did.
No.
Coach Carbs was starting to hype it up. He's kind of sitting at this, I don't know if you'd describe it a desk, but let's just call it a desk. And he has his laptop and there's a screen and he starts saying, time to talk about this young man. And then Ovi chimed in. He's like, me? And he's like, no, not you. And then I think they did the all rise because he goes by Judy.
Yeah.
And everybody stood up. And
he crushed what looked to be a Coors Light You just slammed it.
I couldn't tell if it was a beer or an energy drink. I assumed it was a beer.
I'm going to assume that was a beer, but yeah. I don't know. I can't with 100% clarity tell you beer or not.
And he's been with them for a long time.
7 years.
I'm surprised he was.
He came right after they won the cup.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was still only making that little.
I mean, he's just been a fourth line grinder most, if not all, of his career.
Been kind of like a role player.
But he's carved out a really good career.
Right.
I mean, he had a career high in goals this season. So the team was like, look, we're going to reward you.
That's been doing. I think it's great. I just am stunned that he was making that little, having been in the league for like 10, 11 years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, end of the guy roster. The NHL players don't make the dumb money that NBA players make.
They do not.
Yeah. Yeah, but well, still, good for him, though. Two years, $6 million, we'd all take it.
You take $3 million a year.
I know, but for example, A.J. Johnson, real skinny kid that the Wizards signed at the end, he's making basically $3 million a year.
Of course.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
He has his fingernail in the league.
You can't compare NBA money to NHL money. I mean, it's just a different stratosphere.
It just reinforces it. But yeah, that's awesome for Nick.
Yep.
Is he on the show today?
Doubter?
Yep.
I thought last week it was
scheduled at 8:25, so we'll be able to talk to him about his new deal with the Washington Capitals.
I love him, but we should emphasize scheduled to join us at 8:25.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's a very good point.
I mean, he's in a hotel room in Pittsburgh. He might just sleep right through.
And the boys were out at the Nats Pirates game last night, where, by the way, there was a dust up. There was definitely a dust up because Lopez threw at McCutcheon, tempers flared.
And now the pitch. Inside to the backstop on the flies. Somehow McCutcheon gets down and out of the way on a wild, wild pitch. Mm. And the Pirates have runners on second and third. Or they're coming out to check on McCutcheon to see if he was hit by the pitch.
Well,
was he?
Derek Shelton wants Lopez ejected from the game. He's thinking this might be retaliation for DeJong getting hit in the face last night. That's what Shelton is thinking.
And this would not be the spot to do it, though, in a one-run game, two-run game.
The umpires are huddling. That's what the Pirates want. And now Lopez is talking to McCutcheon, and this is going to get interesting.
It's going to empty the dugouts. Here they come with Ruiz pushing Lopez away back to the mound. The umpires getting in front of the Pirates, trying to say stop, and the Nationals, they all meet between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Now the pitchers come streaking out of the bullpens. Everybody from the bullpens is coming.
Well, with the Caps here, they said, that's not how you do this. Clearly, McCutcheon is steamed. Now,
Tommy Pham's the one who's hot. And O'Neal Cruz was holding him back.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then I believe Cruz ended up hitting a grand slam.
Yeah, so the Nats fall 6-1 in Pittsburgh with the Caps in attendance.
And Lopez had hit Brian Reynolds. It had to have been a retaliatory situation,
right? Yep.
Because he hit Brian Reynolds and then he threw high up and in to McCutcheon. It had to have been. I mean, Lopez He ain't that good anyway. I mean, he's been in the league for 11, 12 years, pitched for pretty much every team in the league. But that had to have been the situation.
Coming up later on the show, Rick Snyder will join us. We'll talk Commanders with him. Nick Dowd, who just inked that new deal with the Capitals, scheduled to join us at 8:25. When we come back, we'll get into the biggest news of the day, the Commanders in D.C. close to a new stadium deal. We'll dive into that next here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.